Joining me is the officer commanding Kai Anthony Berman and two cadets, Corporal Helena Quinn and Corporal Caden Monday. Good evening to you all.
Good evening, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thanks for having us.
How does it feel to be on the radio?
Yes, it's impressive.
Yeah?
We're very excited.
Good, good. So, firstly, for the listeners at home, Kai, could you just give us an idea of the role of the RFAC and what the organisation does in the community?
Of course. Okay, so the Royal Air Force Air Cadets, and particularly us at 19 Squadron based in Crawley, are part of a national organisation, which is really set down to inspire the spirit of aviation, be it civil or military, amongst our young people. Essentially, it's important to know that we're not a recruiting organisation for the armed forces, but it's great if you decide that you later on want to join. We're just primarily interested in what our young people can do. Mm. Equality is central to the ethic of the Royal Air Force Air Cadets, and we're just very passionate about serving and being in our local community. The cadets have some amazing opportunities to learn all things aviation. Duke of Edinburgh's Award, they take part in the BTEC National Syllabus, which in itself is 3 GCSEs. That's really impressive. We just want to be able to robustly and keep delivering that syllabus to our fantastic air cadets here
exactly.
in Crawley.
Exactly. It's a great organisation. And as I mentioned, unfortunately, the squadron building has had to close. Why was the decision made for that to close?
Yeah, and primarily, of course, you know, health and safety is a big part of our remit, and I want to make sure that all my staff and my cadets at 19 Squadron are safe and secure. So the primary driver was, of course, safety.
Yeah.
During that time, we had to close down. Of course, we normally trained 2 nights a week. It was a bitter blow to a lot of the cadets and the families, of course. It was a big disappointment, particularly for me being so new into the squadron as well. However, you know, the story goes, you can't keep a good 19 cadet down. And throughout that whole month, the cadets were still out there robustly taking part in their community. The band was still going out there and participating and winning trophies, particularly in Reigate Red Hill Music Festival. But fortunately, we have some temporary good news for us, courtesy of the Army Reserve Centre in Crawley. So we do now have a temporary roof over our heads, which is some amazing good news.
That's helpful. Yeah. But of course, we need to draw to the fact that, yes, you're moving into a temporary building,
sure.
which is great news and it could keep it going. But you guys need your own building, don't you, really?
It's great to have our own footprint because it gives us autonomy. And, you know, it's part of what we call squadron identity. And that's pretty much the theme in the regular Royal Air Force as well. And we want to imbibe that amongst our young people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we hope to be able to, you know, have our own facility maybe at a later date, subject to all the various surveys and things later on.
And some of the stuff in the building that you guys, of course, now because it's been shut, are missing out on. I believe there's a flight simulator in there. Right,
there is, Joe. It's a fantastic piece of work done. It's an old Venture power glider, which in my day as an RAF air cadet in my home city of Bath, I soloed on when I was a young air cadet. So it evokes really special memories for me, that simulator. It's full size, so the cadets actually get into it and really feel the cockpit experience. Sadly, it's broken. It has been broken for some time. We're trying to raise some much-needed funds to repair that. So if any of your listeners are sort of IT people, professionals, aviation professionals, obviously all repairs come at cost, and this is why we're rigorously now trying to build up a fund to repair, amongst other things, our flight simulator, raise money for a squadron gazebo so we can be out there playing part in Armed Forces Day later next month. And of course, ultimately and aspirationally, I'd love to get a minibus for these fantastic cadets to take them around the country on activities.
Totally. And the activities that they do, just
it's important.
Crazy, some of them.
Yeah.
I mean, from back in my time, experiences flying and stuff like that, it just, there's so much to do, and these opportunities
Absolutely.
Need to be given
Correct.
To the cadets,
yeah.
and that helps through obviously raising money for you guys. Now, how are you trying to raise the funds for the squadron?
Sure. So, Joe, I set up a Just Giving page on the good old internet there, and we've had some really tacit success on that. We're really quite pleased. Managed to raise a small amount of money, so it'll just keep running now, and with Susie Radio's help and your help, of course, giving us a platform here today, makes us, you know, do a big shout out for 19 Squadron Crawley Air Cadets, and hopefully raise awareness, make people aware of the opportunities of being an RAF cadet with us at Crawley, but he's equally drawing attention to the fact that we do need some funds to help repair our equipment and keep the squadron alive and going.
Exactly. Brilliant. So how much are you looking for? Just as much as you can make, really?
Pretty much so, yes, but I'd like to at least try and raise over £1,000, if not more, you know, because, for example, a gazebo, that's an initial cost of £1,000 to have it, you know, corporate, made sort of looking corporate and professional. I'd like to sort of raise many, many thousands, of course, but, you know, whatever you raise, we'll be great, really grateful to get going.
So we spoke to Kai, who's the officer commanding of the squadron, and we're now going to speak to two cadets to get it from their perspectives of what this means to them and how much the velocity is. So joining me right now in the studio is Corporal Caden Monday and Corporal Helena Quinn. Good evening to you both.
Good evening.
So, Helena, if I can come to you first, why is the closure of this building such a loss for yourself as a cadet?
For me personally, it's like I've lost my second home. All my friends are there, the staff are absolutely amazing, and I've got nothing to do with my time anymore. Cadets gave me so many amazing experiences, and it feels like I've lost them all. Okay. And it was, you know, it was a really, really big thing for me. The atmosphere is absolutely amazing, and you just can't get over the community feel of it.
Everyone gets on together, yeah. And what are some of your greatest experiences then? From how long have you been with cadets?
I've been in cadets for nearly 4 years now.
Wow, a long time then.
Yeah,
4 years. We'll go with that. And yeah. what are some of those experiences then?
About a year ago, I went on a camp to RAF Troodos, which is in Cyprus.
Oh wow, okay.
And absolutely completely boosted my confidence that I never knew I had it. I didn't know anyone, and I was going to a different country with, you know, 30 people. I went scuba diving, you don't get that anywhere else. Cadets just gives you these opportunities so quickly.
I can relate to that from my time. The amount of different bases and stuff like that, and the skills you develop, leadership
definitely.
Stuff,
it's amazing, yeah.
is absolutely brilliant. So it's such a loss that this building has to go, but there are alternatives around it. And then, Caden, if we can come to you. What have you gained from the organisation?
So I want to be a pilot, so obviously flying's a massive thing for me.
Okay.
I've gone flying twice with cadets in the tutor, which is our sort of preliminary aircraft to fly in for our experience flights.
What's that like?
It's amazing. First flight, so I would have been just after 13, and the pilot goes to me, "Do you want to do a loop-the-loop?" I was like, yeah, sure.
Bit of a shock.
Yeah, and then we do the loop-the-loop, and he says, "Do you want to control a loop-the-loop?" He literally lets me go hands-on and fly the loop-the-loop.
Wow,
it was incredible.
That's incredible. Yeah, that sounds like great fun. So any more other experiences apart from that flying?
I love getting out sort of into the wing, which is obviously like the group of cadets, getting to know everyone. Really good fun going on the different camps. Wing training weekend's a great one for communicating with new people, runs different squadrons.
Yeah.
I really enjoy all aspects of it,
and
to be honest.
You guys as cadets also have kind of like a public recruiting role as well for the squadron. Yeah. So like you go out to local places. I know the OC said about Armed Forces Day. What's it like being in the community? Do you get to like speak to people and show off the squadron?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing because, you know, you'll get the public come up to you and ask you questions, and you feel, you know, you've got the power to say so. And the fact that, you know, you can say everything that you've done, and the public just think you're absolutely amazing, and it's, you know, it's great.
Okay, and I'm going to draw attention to these because you've got some things on your shoulders. You've got little rank slides. I'm pretending like I don't know what they are, but I spent 4 years there. So tell us what they are, because there's a role of development for cadets as well, isn't it? You don't just go into the squadron and be a cadet. There's more opportunities from it. Tell us about your role and what's on your shoulders.
So after a year, I looked at getting a promotion to corporal.
Okay.
And you have to go through this process, interview, and obviously they give you so many skills as well for the real world. I finally became a corporal, and soon I'm looking to go on to becoming a sergeant.
Check that out. Yeah. And how long have you been corporal?
I was recently promoted, I went for a promotion for my second time, and I was successful on my second go. It was great, I think, getting declined in the first go. It was a lot of character building, and you really had to bounce back from it and show your better self.
Okay.
And I think that's really helped me so far as being a corporal and sort of helping everyone.
Brilliant.
And I too am looking to go on to sergeant soon.
Awesome. I'm really good on you. It's great opportunities. Now, Caden, if I can stay with you for the moment. So if we've got listeners this evening, parents, maybe children in the car, they're thinking about possibly joining a cadet organisation, can I just point out that this does so much good to young children and teenagers and even adults, actually. I think there's adults, you can become an adult cadet and stuff like that. If parents are listening or children themselves, why should they think about joining the Royal Air Force Air Cadets, or maybe if they're in Crawley 19 Squadron?
So I'll start off with the adults. So the adults are there, are able to help the cadets. So if you have any experience, whether it's from going hiking on the weekend or being a pilot, whatever it is, just come down, check it out, and if you can join, you can join as a civilian instructor, then maybe go to uniform, etc.
Okay.
But it does obviously gives massive benefit towards the cadets.
Yeah.
I think that's an excellent thing. And then as a child, it's really good for your confidence. Like, I now like go into exams and I'm like, you know what, I have the confidence, I know what to do, and I think that's great, and it's something that cadets is really good for that.
Good.
Get you off the street.
So if you do think, if you do feel like you are interested in joining a cadet organisation, from my advice and from the cadets themselves, please just go for it. So Kai, if we can come back to you, if someone does want to get involved with Squadron, how can they find out more about you?
Yeah, Joe, thanks for that. I mean, it's great if they can go on the National Air Cadet website, which is all the W's, RAFAircadets.com.
Okay.
And there's essentially a squadron finder, so literally just tap in your postcode and it'll tell you your nearest squadron.
Yeah.
And it's equally as Monday sort of touched about adults, we do need adult volunteers.
Okay.
As well, you don't have to be ex-military, although it's quite good if you are, but you know, being part of the armed forces isn't necessarily a precursor to selection. We welcome again all elements from our community here, but yeah, essentially just go on to the website and come and see us at 19 Squadron Royal Air Force Air Cadets in Crawley.
You've got some social medias as well, am I right in saying?
We have, yes. We're out on our social media platforms. It's been quite a learning curve for me.
Yeah.
I'm down with the kids now in my media speak. So we're hashtagging, we're Instagramming, we're Facebooking. Yeah, we're out there loud and proud.
Brilliant. And I could just finally draw attention to that Just Giving page. We'll get some information on our Facebook page at Susie Radio, some pictures and stuff like that from the interview this evening. But just for the final time, Kai, this Just Giving page, how can people find it?
Yeah, that's really important, Joe. And the final step line for me really is, you know, to your listeners and so on. If they can donate to us, we'd be ever so grateful. All these fantastic activities do come at a cost. And essentially, we just want to provide the best we can for these young air cadets. You know, the youth today, they're getting some really pretty hard knocks out there. And I'm keeping 51 fantastic kids off the streets and giving them something really useful to do and future-proof them for their future lives and their professions, really.
Totally agree with that. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much, guys. That was Officer Commanding Kai Anthony Berman and the two cadets with him, Corporal Helena Quinn and Corporal Caden Monday, here on Susie Radio. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.